USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week. On Capitol Hill, the House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill, or federal rescue plan, Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
55% of all cases and 55% of all new cases continue out of the New York metro area.
As we continue our coronavirus coverage here on USA Radio News, we want you to hear directly from Dr. Deborah Birx, who outlines at the White House daily briefing the very latest information about where the most amount of people are impacted.
That's the New Jersey part and New York part in particular. I haven't added in Connecticut or other counties at this point. We are concerned about certain counties that look like they're having a more rapid increase. When you look at Wayne County in Michigan and you look at Cook County in Chicago. So we have integrated all of our information to not only look at where the cases are today, but how they're moving. So we can alert FEMA to where we think the next potential hotspot is. All of the counties that I've mentioned, the hotspots are in urban areas.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The stimulus package could be voted on in the House Friday. More now on the details from USA Radio's Tim Berg on exactly how much money people will get.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News.
Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks if you don't have direct deposit. $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400. We recognize as this goes on that may not be enough, but we stand ready to continue giving that relief to American workers.
In other news, an environmental study will be done on a section of pipeline that runs from North Dakota to Illinois. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
District Judge James Boasberg says he'll consider next month if he should stop the flow of oil through the Dakota Access Pipeline. Native Americans and others have been trying to stop it for years. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe petitioned to nullify federal permits it's received. Now the judge has ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to conduct a review. He wants them to look into the possibility of leaks, also the operator's safety records, and any other adverse impacts the pipeline could have.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.